Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aichi Petrochemical Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are happy to welcome you, all of you, on the behalf of Aichi Petrochemical Limited. We have SGA as our investor relations advisor. We trust all of you have got the opportunity to review the financial performance and the results, including the investor presentation available on the stock exchange as well as our company website. We will give you a brief overview about the recent industry development as well as the IGPL progress, followed by operational and financial highlights for the quarter. Coming to the industrial highlights, I think Indian chemical industry continued to face the challenges due to the combination of factors like geopolitical matters, volatile crude pricing, rising trade costs, weak demand from the Western markets. This has impacted the overall performance of major petrochemical players in domestic as well as global market. IGPL will not be an exception. Companies that are heavily dependent on the key raw material from import regions such as Europe and China were particularly impacted, and the companies who need to sell their product to the U.S. market is also impacted because of the tariffs. Although some of the downstream sectors were impacted due to sluggish demand, however, the impact was limited to few players like us because the majority of our customers are within the short span of 200-300 km. Although IGPL doesn't directly sell anything to the American market, but some of the downstream industries are supplying their product to the U.S. market. The IGPL is known for one of the largest manufacturers of phthalic anhydride in India, second largest globally. In general, the demand for phthalic anhydride is expected to be around 500,000-550,000 tons, growing at a steady pace of around 5%-6% per annum. We foresee this demand to remain intact or growing at a similar pace in near to the medium to the long term. IGPL has a capacity of 2.75 million tons of phthalic anhydride. Over the decade of dedicated effort and the continuous improvement, the company has developed a strong manufacturing excellence, ensuring a consistent supply of high-quality phthalic anhydride. Our diversified product portfolio includes maleic anhydride, benzoic acid, and DEP. These products find their application across diverse industry bases, has a meaningful increase in the contribution in the next 4-5 years. Particularly for the Q2 performance, our performance was largely affected due to, in terms of the quantity, it is up to mark better than the last quarter. However, it was affected due to the mark-to-market losses on the euro loan, which most of the euro loan has been paid by the company. Additionally, one of our five production plants was temporarily shut down to fulfill some statutory maintenance requirement, and one more unit was operating at a low level due to some repair and maintenance. As a thoughtful strategy, when the demand is sluggish, we decided to focus more on strengthening our unit and upgrading our machinery. We are ready to capture the opportunity when the demand revives in the markets. In terms of CapEx, in line with our goal, our CapEx on the advanced plasticizer is on track. We are expected to commission the unit by March 2026. This plant will have an initial capacity of around 75,000 tons, which will be expanded up to 100,000 tons with some additional investment. It will manufacture a variety of plasticizers like DOP, DINP, DPP, DIPB, while simultaneously internally consuming around 30,000-35,000 tons of phthalic anhydride. Additionally, the IGPL is also venturing into the green chemistry in the field of sustainable circular economy initiatives by setting up the compressed biogas plant and the pyrolysis plant in Raichur, Karnataka. These projects generate revenue for the sustainable resources and reinforce our commitment to the circular economy. The construction of CBG plant is on track and currently under implementation. The pyrolysis facility is on schedule. This facility covers the plastic waste into the fuel oil through the chemical recycling. the board of directors has approved an investment in IG Biofuel. IG Biofuel, we have already floated that company. It is going to be the 100% subsidiary of IGPL. And we are planning to invest all the future CBG plants and its derivatives into through IG Biofuels. These expansions are set to build a new expertise and expand our clientele base, unlocking the new horizon for the company. These expansions are aligned with our long-term strategy of prioritizing the sustainability and scalable growth. With our consistent efforts to increase the operational efficiency and cost reduction, we have started integrating the solar power plant and other renewable energy resources like natural gas into our facility to lower the overall carbon footprint and lower the energy cost. We also started using the natural gas as a replacement of conventional LSFO and diesel, further enhancing, expected to enhance our operational performance and sustainable growth. Now coming to the financial performance, the total revenue for the quarter stood at 473, which was compared to the corresponding quarter, it was declined, but it was slightly higher compared to the previous quarter. Similarly, the contribution from the non-PAN revenue remained steady at around 39 crore. Gross profit for the quarter was 116 crore and EBITDA stood at 27 crore. That is mainly because of the employee charges, a lower margin in phthalic, lower price realization on the phthalic anhydride and repair and maintenance costs. For the quarter ended, we reported a profit of 1.4 crore. Total revenue for the half year was 952 crore. Total revenue of non-PAN business for the H1 was around 74 crore. And the gross profit was 216 crore for half year. EBITDA for half year was 40 crore. And the profitability mainly was affected for the various factors as indicated earlier. Despite the headwind faced by the company, we continue to maintain a strong balance sheet and healthy cash flow position and remain a net debt-free company. During the last quarter, we have prepaid a debt of around 40 crore rupees to reduce the overall interest costs. We have also converted the debt, major portion of the debt which was in euro, into the rupee to basically protect ourselves from the market volatility for depreciation of the dollar and the euro against the rupee. We believe that financial strength combined with our diversified product portfolio position us to capitalize on the emerging opportunity and drive sustainable growth in future. With this, I would like to conclude the presentation and open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Khetan from Smith's Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So this asset write-off of 5 crore, if you can explain, sir, more what is this related to?
Sir, can you repeat again?
This fixed asset write-off of 5 crore, is this related to?
There was some minor incident at one of the units. Because of that, we need to change the entire portion of that unit. That was the asset write-off, basically. The unit was a part of fixed asset. Completely, it was new, so it is an asset write-off.
Okay, so it was a fire incident or like some
I will not say fire, it has to go out of the plant. It is some internal misconnection or connection type incident. It's not exactly fire. They said, you can say that the mismatch was in the switchboard of electricity failure, technically.
Okay, got it. So this total 8 crore of one-off, so actually EBITDA is 20 crore. So if you add 8 crore, it is 28 crore. This is a fair
assumption. As well as the MTM charges of 8 crore. These two, 8 crore, 16 crore was exceptional.
Got it. Okay. Sir, onto your this biofuels, like we are investing 100 crore into the subsidiary, which is into CBG. So what are the plans, like what is the sort of capacity we are putting up and what sort of revenues and what is the competitive advantage we have here? Like I understand, sir, like some of the big players like so Adani and Reliance are into these businesses. So what advantages do we have and how much money can we spend on this
The 100 crore which we have provided is the total investment. It is not the IGPL equity. IGPL equity may be 15 to 20 or 30 crore, depend upon the size of project. We are planning to set up a 15 to 20 tons plant once we are done with the existing plant, which we are planning to start in June, July. So you are asking about the competitive advantage. I think every player who is into that segment has the full ability to set up, because the technology is proven. Offtake is not a challenge, but you need to set up the raw material. So for us, the competitive advantage is we will be the first player, and I think it will be the biggest player for setting up the CBG plant based on the maple grass, where we will have a control over the raw material. So it's very simple business. Technology is proven. Subject to raw material availability in a good quantity, you can set up, and it's a complete offtake by the government.
Okay, so this IG Biofuels 100 crore investment, like, that is given by IG Petro only?
No. IG Petro will be contributing only equity, 15 crore, 20 crore. Balance will be done by the IG Biofuel directly, by raising the money as and when required. So the investment by IG Biofuel into CBG will be 100 crore.
Okay. So 15-20 will be done by IG Petro, and remaining would be taken as debt.
Equity will be contributed by IG.
Okay, got it. Sir, this plastic fiber, how confident are you? You can start by March, because it is delayed by 3 months. So just like for sampling and testing, will take another 3 months from March, so you can build in by...
I think we are 100% confident to commission the unit before March. But the ramp-up will take time, as you have indicated that. So we don't expect to utilize 80-90% in the first year. The utilization will be lower, but we are confident to start it before March.
So revenues will flow from second quarter or from first quarter or from...
It will start from first quarter, because the day you declare the commercial production, you need to take the revenue, whatever it is, whether it's a 10%, 20 or 30%, you need to take it into the P&L. So revenue will be starting from the quarters... June 2026.
Okay, got it. Sir, on phthalic anhydride, like, we are again with a quarter of lower operating utilization. We understand you mentioned, like, there was also a shutdown in one of the plant. So this will normalize again in second quarter, or this run rate of any number you can highlight, what was the run rate number, and how this will be in the coming quarter?
So there are two or three things which I need to highlight is. The production and all that are fine, because right now we actually indicated that we will be crossing 2 lakh, maybe 5% here and there. We will be around that in terms of overall production. But the overall sales also is sluggish, because there was a lot of geopolitical issues, like US market has put a lot of duties, although there is no direct impact on IGPL, but some of the downstream industry to whom we are supplying phthalic, they got impacted, and they are operating at 30-40%. So in view of this, so we may need to decide based on the quarter third and fourth what will be the quantity. But we are sure we will be between 45 to 50,000 ton per quarter in terms of the production and sales.
Okay. Got it. Sir, just one last question. Are you on track to achieve that number of 2,000 crore top line? So 1,000 crore addition from this business and addition similar to an EBITDA. That on track or any change on that guidance now?
So, when all the plants of phthalic and plasticizer will be operating, IG will be between 3,000 to 3,200 crore of revenue. That is the optimum when you are operating at 90% capacity. So, based on how much percentage you are operating and all plants are operating, you will be around 3,000 crore plus revenue.
Got it. And similar, sir, on the EBITDA?
EBITDA and all that is depend on the margin, because today the margin is if you look at from IG point of view, although the margin has improved compared to the last quarter, margin was high, but because of M2M and other charges, it got impacted. And another factor which impacted is the Malic realization. Malic is in the international market lower than the $700, which is all-time low. Malic, of course, we are producing Malic on wash water basis, so whatever is the revenue added to EBITDA. But the same Malic can fetch you 2x revenue. But today we are at an annualized rate of 60 to 65 crore of the Malic sales, because the prices are 50% low than the historical prices. Typically, they are 25% higher than phthalic. Today, they are 30% lower than phthalic.
So to put a number, it could be up to $900 malic prices.
Malic is today less than $700 in international market.
Okay.
Less than 700, not 900.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sir,
one of the major user industry like plasticizers, I think they have seen a lot of pressure in terms of the demand side in China.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Nirav, but can you please speak through your handset?
Yeah, now it is okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. So if we just see the demand for plasticizers in China, I think that has seen a lot of corrections. And even though the prices of plasticizers across various categories has seen a lot of price corrections. What we understand is that the end users of plasticizers are facing troubles in terms of the exports to the USA and the other countries. So if you can just share your views, how has been the situation in India, given the lot of plasticizers are also our consumers in India for phthalic. So if you can just share your views here.
India, I think demand is fairly steady between 4 to 450,000. And generally, India has very little import of plasticizer. Of course, the downstream industry which are using the plasticizer and phthalic and malic as a downstream, and if they are producing a product which is sold to the US market, that is what they expected. We are planning to start by March. I hope before December, the US and India standoff on the tariff will be over. So overall, Indian market is growing at a healthy rate, and we believe because India per capita income, per capita consumption of plasticizer is very low. So there is a big headway. If you're not talking about particular one or two quarters, if you look at 4, 5, 10 years down the line, there will be a gradually good demand in the Indian market. In fact, in 5 to 7 years, we believe the phthalic and the plasticizer demand will be 2x from here. If India continue to grow at 8 to 9%. Of course, it is subject to clarity from the regulatory point of view, the tariff point of view, geopolitical issues. But we don't believe that there will be a challenge in particularly for plasticizer in domestic markets.
Correct. And the 30-40% utilization for one of the user industries, what you mentioned.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I would request you to please speak through a handset as it is creating a lot of airy disturbance.
So, sir, you mentioned that one of the user industry was operating at 30-40% utilization only in the second quarter, and because of which the phthalic demand was slightly impacted. So was this user industry pigments because of which the demand for phthalic was slightly impacted?
There are multiple. It's not that pinpoint industry. Like in UPR, they are selling most of their product to the US market, which is the artificial marble. They got impacted because US got impacted. Similarly, the pigment and the CPC industry, although the phthalic is at a lower cost, but they use the urea. 1:1, and that cost has gone up by 30-40%. So the profitability has got impacted. So then they decided because we are not making money, then we will not be utilizing the higher capacity. There are multiple headway for that, but we believe with the, I think, next 3 to 4 months when the US will have a clarity in terms of tariffs, and I think in geopolitical, the tension between the countries has to be sorted out for the free flow of the raw material and the final product. It's not about your only what you are producing, because you are also part of the bigger supply chain of the global market. So everybody is worked out smoothly, it will be better off, because if you look at all chemical companies are impacted. It's not about IG. Because of geopolitical issues or the tensions between the countries, all the supply chain of the entire chemical value chain is impacted. So that is essential to be sorted out to have a normalcy in the business.
The second question is on the anti-dumping duty for phthalic anhydride which is imposed currently in India. So just wanted to understand from you that when it is going to get expire, and are we in the process of filing any extension to this?
I think everybody is in the process, but I think it is still have, I think, 6-7 months. July, August is the timeline to again give you it.
Okay. But we have already started the work in terms of...
Everybody. I think that work, it's not for 1 or 2 days. So everybody is working towards that to ensure that there is no dumping in India.
Got it. And sir, you also mentioned that the gross margins in second quarter was slightly better than that of first quarter. I think
correct.
First quarter you mentioned that it was anywhere between $110 to $130 a ton. So if you can share the figures for second quarter, how it was, and as the things stands today, what are the current margins in Thalic?
Margin 30 to 150, but only margin doesn't make sense, because in terms of when you look at IG, you are operating between 3 to 3.5 plants for the last quarter, while you are carrying the expenditures, the interest and depreciation from the 5 plants. So not only the one-time expenditure of 15-16 crore, which we have spoken about M2M and the repair, maintenance and write-off of assets, but also the interest and depreciation for all 5 plants are put into the system. Otherwise, it is always the profitable. Even at 3 plants, it would have been a profit of 15 crore. But because of the one-time expenditure, it is so. And the second reason is the lower Malic realization. And third reason is operating at 3-3.5 plants. Operating around 45,000 to 50,000 tons compared to 60, 55 to 60. So these are the all three reasons put together has got impacted the profitability.
So just last bit on the answer given by you in terms of only 3.5 plants are currently operating for us. So when we see our
three and a half plant was operating because there was some temporary shutdown in one of the plant.
Agree.
So cost. When you are talking about cost in terms of the conversion cost is $70 to $80. When you talk about overall cost is $120 to $130 for all. But having the advantage of yield and the byproduct, it will be nil or $250.
Correct. So just wanted to understand from you, like when we hadn't expanded the last Thalic PFI, our conversion cost used to be anywhere between 65 to 70 crores in that range on a quarterly basis. And today we are at 85 crores. So is it safe to assume that the incremental 20 crores which has come in terms of the conversion cost is all because of the PFI plant and the revenues which or the utilization of which is yet not accrued?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, the marginal cost of operating this plant will be very low, very, very low, because 70 to 75% is fixed cost.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kunal Ochiramani from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to understand, so China had a very big Malic capacities coming in last 2 years and the downstream downstream capex was not done. So just wanted to understand on Malic front, are the downstream capex done and are they up and running so that the dumping will reduce and eventually the realization should get better from there? Secondly, like you said, you are implementing gas and solar. So what kind of savings are we looking at here? And thirdly, if there was not a shutdown, what should have been a volume increase which we had foregone this quarter?
So China has set up the Malic capacity for last 2 years, but it's not about the downstream. I think they have also set up the downstream, but the question is whether the downstream will be able to utilize or not, because they have extended the date for single-use plastics twice. So ultimately the Malic has to go to BDO, to PBAT, to PBT to reduce the biodegradable plastics, but that is not happening right now because there is no compulsion for banning the single-use plastics. So that Malic is coming into the international market. When I'm saying international market, they are coming, sending it to Europe, even America, Middle East, all the places. So till that is flowing from the China side, the margin will remain sluggish. We are actually producing from wash water. So whatever is the revenue, 90-98% is EBITDA. But anybody who is producing from the butane route and all that, it's very difficult. And butane is between 500 to 550, conversion is 300. So your actual cost is 800 to 850, the price is 700. You can assume it is a cash loss today if you are setting up a new Malic plant. So I think it will take one and a half years to improve. It will improve gradually. It is not going to change like 700 to 1000. So still China is producing and supplying into the global market, margin will remain like that for Malik. We assume that as and when they're getting into the more and more into the downstream, excess capacity will not be dumped into the international market, the price will improve. When you're talking about India, India has 80 to 90,000 ton of demand. They are producing 7,000 ton, so 90% is imported. So the question is about timing. Nobody can tell you with a precise prediction that when China will change that move. The second question was on the solar. Do you set up the solar plant and also getting into the natural gas? Natural gas, once we fully implement it today, 20% of benefit will be coming. Fully implemented to basis, it will save around 4 to 5 crore per annum, which is a payback period of 3 years. Similarly, for the solar which we have already implemented, it provides saving between 1 to 2 crore per year.
Sir, and lastly on the volumes that were impacted due to shutdown. And
volume is not the much volume, but typically 3 to 4,000 tons was the overall impact.
Sir, and any update on subsidies we were going to receive, we had mentioned in last couple of calls.
Yeah. We have got the very favorable indication from the government and we are expecting it to receive it soon.
Sir, can you quantify?
I think it's better to wait till the time we receive it. There is no way to quantify it because it's actually received which matters, not the provocation that you will be receiving it. As and when we will receive it, we will inform.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity, sir. I'm looking at a balance sheet, sir. There's a line item, investment property of 215 crores. So what is this regarding?
Basically, at the time when we were setting up the Malik plant in Enoch and Adnoc, there was an office which has been built. There was an office which has been set up and all that. Then we finally developed that office. And that has been completed now, which is up for the sale. So that property that has been shown as a property.
So where is this property set up and
the office was set up outside India in London. Now that the office was up for the sale, we have completed it because earlier there was a planning to set up that office for the purpose of Malik plant which along with the Adnoc, but that the deal was not able to be concluded. Now that everything is over and we will be able to realize the money very soon.
Got it. Sir, we also have an investment in a subsidiary of 108 crores in the UAE subsidiary IGPL International Limited.
It is sales. It is sales. It has basically the basic engineering, detail engineering and then the properties. All are the same parts, part of sale.
Is it fair to assume that we'll have a 100 crore gain whenever this property gets
100 to 100 to 150 crore will be realized.
Got it. Sir, just a final question, sir. How is the current Malik capacity globally and what is the extent of overcapacity that we expect to, that should improve in the one and a half year going forward?
So, today the global capacity is around 4.5 million tons. The China has set up some extra capacity. So one of the plant in Germany of one big player has been shut down because of the extra supply from China. The name of the plant is Huntsman. You can Google it out. They closed one plant. They have two plants in US. Huntsman is the number one player. Not only Malik, they are producing Malik acid and a lot of other chemicals. You can go through the website because they have given a full presentation on the Malik market. Demand supply equations, the overall margin, they have specifically mentioned in their report about extra supply of Malik in US market which has impacted the overall demand. So they tend to shut down the European market. They are not supplying the Malik from US plant to US as well as Europe.
Got it.
So I think it will take 1.5 to 2 years before it rebalances it out. Right now because the US has put so much duty into the any import from China. So the Chinese are supplying everywhere except the US. So that's why you can see the impact. The maliq prices, which was 780 to 800, is today less than $700 in markets, Asian markets.
Got it. And sir, on Thalic, has there been any capacity closure globally for Thalic?
No, I have not heard anything in the last 3 to 4 months. There may be some temporary shutdown for the purpose of upgradation of facility or lower capacity utilization, but I have not heard any shutdown of the capacity.
And sir,
except I think 2 years back, some Nanya or somebody has closed up the capacity one and a half, 2 years back.
And sir, has the prices reduced further in October for Thalic, and how are the spreads currently October? And
it has reduced. It was actually 90 to 95 rupees. Right now it is hovering around 84, 85 rupees. But correspondingly, OX prices has also gone down.
The spreads currently are at what levels?
120 to 150.
And they were 130 to 150 in Q2. Q1
100 to 120 now, between 120, 130 to 150, because it's changing every week. I'm just giving you the average. Yeah.
No, sir, that was very helpful. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chirag Vekaria from Budhrani Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, Q2, what were the spreads, sir? I missed out that number.
Actually, the company spread you can easily calculate, but in the market is between $120
to $150. $120 to $150. And this similar number in Q1 was?
$100 to $120.
Okay. Sir, second thing, on that balance sheet line item of, investment property,
Yeah. 215
crores. Can you throw some light? Was it just a structure, or is it some?
No. It was the official premises, commercial premises. Plus, there was the total investment was in the Malik Enterprises project with the ADMO, which is basic engineering, detail engineering, and that. So now it has been reconstructed, completed, showing as an investment. It's up for sale. We are planning to realize 120 to 150 crores from that. That will be cash inflow. That will be cash inflow for the IG Petrochemicals.
So the value is roughly around 215 crore and what we realize is around 100-150 crore, you are saying?
Net of the debt, yeah.
Net of tax, okay. So second thing, in terms of the balance sheet, is there some thought in terms of, working on the interest cost, sir? Because
we always
have this stress of, at least remain in the profitability zone.
So let me explain what we have done in last one quarter. We believe there is a lot of volatility in Indian rupee versus euro. So we have converted most of our debt into Indian rupee. Except, I think, 5 million. All other debt are converted into Indian rupee. Second, we have prepaid around 45 to 50 crore rupee of the one of the debt of the bank. So today, our debt on the Thalic Enterprises business is around 170-175 crore compared to 250 6 months back. So we prepay as per normal, and also we have paid as in line with the installment, and we have prepaid 50 crore rupee loan also. So we have reduced our debt compared to 1 year back. Of course, the plasticizer debt I am not counting because that project is under construction right now. That we have spent around 100 crore rupee, that is around 25 crore rupee. The advantage is you will not see the much impact on account of M2M because now the euro is more or less out. One debt of which is 100 crore was converted and balance debt was also converted. Except 5 million, all debt are in rupee today. So we have consciously taken that decision in view of the market, sluggish market, to prepay certain debt and convert the debt so that there is no impact of M2M charges.
Okay.
In view of the global volatility.
Okay. So just one request, because there is so much of volatility. I think the entire operating profit has been eaten up by the interest cost. So if you could look into that structure.
I think if you ask me, we expect between 30 to 35 crore of the total interest cost. When I am talking about interest cost, it is Actually, for term loan is 10-15 crore. Balance is on account of the working capital, CC, LC, which you need to open for the procurement of raw material, the bill discounting, other charges, which we are looking at. I think once there is an improvement in margin, there will be an accelerated in overall collection. The credit will be curtailed. So that has overall 35-40 crore is the we were expecting. Since we have paid 50 crore of debt, we expect 30-35 crore of the overall interest cost.
No, sir. Let it put it this way. For FY 2025, you had a debt, so roughly finance cost of around 38-39 crore. So what do you expect for FY 2026 or, say, FY 2027, if you can throw some light there?
So FY 2026, it will be a similar line of 30-35 crore annualized basis. FY 2027, it will be slightly up because then revenue will be 3,000 crore. You will be beginning your plasticizer projects. But we are planning to pay even another 100 crore of our debt. So in all cases, we wanted to remain net debt zero. We have a cash of around 230-250 crore today. And we are planning, by way of capital subsidy and others, we are planning to get 20-30 crore more. So as and when we are getting the money from the government by way of whatever means, we are planning to prepay the debt. This quarter, last quarter, we paid 42 crore of the debt. So we intend to remain net debt zero even after spending all the money for CapEx and new projects.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Renuka from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned in your opening remarks that due to certain downstream industries, we were seeing a softer demand. So if you can just highlight if it was any specific downstream industry and whether such a scenario will be prolonged and if we are going to see softer demand. So in that case, whether we are revising our volume guidance as well.
So there was this sluggish demand in few segments because of the various reasons. Like I mentioned, the UTR segment was impacted because of the U.S. duty, because most of the UTR, which is used in the artificial marble, goes to the U.S. market. Secondly, the CPC and pigment segment was impacted because another raw material which is used in that is urea. That price has gone up by 30-40%. So there is no way to pinpoint one particular segment. Every quarter, there are some segments which have got impacted. So in terms of the volume guidance, we continue to maintain 200,000 tons of annualized production, which may vary 4%-5% plus and minus. Of course, there is a sluggish demand, but typically, the domestic market remains more or less insulated if there is some sluggish demand in one or two segments, but better demand in another segment. So it is creating an equilibrium. But the opportunity to sell in the export market is difficult because the pricing and the intense pricing by the other players also creating the healthy competition in that sense. But we remain on track for overall volume. Of course, we are not able to utilize all the five plants, but for 200,000 tons, we will be around ±5%.
Okay. And since we have converted most of our loan into Indian rupees, so going forward in other expenses, should we take the previous run rate of 55 crores per quarter and not expect the interest cost one-off over there?
Yeah. So today, when we are talking about most of our debt is converted, except 5 million, which is 45-50 crore rupee of debt is in euro because that is from the Commerce Bank at a very low cost. We don't think it is right to convert it into rupee. Balance, all the debt has been converted. So overall, MTM charges will be negligible or nil and to the extent of 5 million. But slightly, there is an increase in the cost because when you are converting in euro into the rupee, then rupee cost of the interest is slightly higher. However, we are working to further rationalize the interest cost because we have prepaid the 50 crore of debt last quarter. So that will further reduce the interest. And we are also working to further reduce the overall cost of our funding by way of bill discounting, LCs, which you need to do as a part of your working capital. So more and more, we will be able to utilize it once we have a better capacity utilization along with the plasticizer.
Right. And just one last question. If you can give any details on the biofuel project, what is the expected revenue and other metrics?
So biofuel, I think revenue, this is the first pilot project where we will be producing 5 tons per day, which is typically 1,500 to 1,600 tons per year. We expect IRR between 16%-18%, and supply will be to the government, and the raw material will be the nappe grass. And I think revenue will be between 16 to 20, 22 crore. Because at 5 ton, you will be getting around 20 crore of revenue when you are at 70-80% of capacity utilization. And PAT margin between 10-15% or 20%. It all depends upon the price which you are locking in with the government, because government keep on changing the price. As we are able to control the raw material cost, everything else is fixed in that.
Okay. And when are we expecting to just commission and
I think June, July, we are planning to start the June, July, we are planning to start the project, commissioning the project. And we are planning another project under 100% subsidiary. Next, all the projects in future of CBG will come under the IGPL 100% subsidiary, IG Biofuel. And this project also, once it is completed, we are planning intend to transfer it to IG Biofuel.
And when are we expected to reach the peak utilization for this 70-80% that you guided?
July to December, because it's the first project based on nappe grass. So I will not be able to give you a date, but we will start with 50-60% and then see how it will go. That is the reason it is generally subject to the availability of raw material, since we have control over the raw material. So it will be fairly quick to reach at a 70-80%.
Okay. That's very helpful. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capitals. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Pramod sir, if you could highlight what was the volume sale in Q2 FY26 for phthalic anhydride?
Generally, we don't give the value, but you can say 1 or 2,000 ton extra compared to last quarter.
About 2,000 compared to last quarter.
1,000 to 1,500 ton extra compared to last quarter.
Got it. Second thing, Pramod sir, in Q4 FY24 we had a plant shutdown. In Q4 FY25 we had a plant shutdown for maintenance purpose. In Q1 FY26 we had a plant and an unplanned shutdown. And in Q2 FY26 also we have another plant and unplanned shutdown. So in this particular year we had two plant shutdowns. And is it fair to expect that for the next two quarters we are not going to have any plant shutdowns?
No. No, let me confirm to you. We have five plants today, and every year we will have two plants shutdown because of the change in catalyst. Every 3 years you need to change the catalyst. So if you have three plants, every year you will have a shutdown. If you have five plants, every year you have two shutdown because you need to change the catalyst for two plants in every year.
Right.
So when we are giving the guidance of 2 lakh ton plus minus 5%, it includes the shutdown. Plant shutdown is always included when we give the guidance.
Right.
Unplanned is something which is not beyond our control, but plant shutdown we already know in this year how many plants we need to change the catalyst.
Right.
So the shutdown, plant shutdown will not impact the overall volume in terms of the guidance.
Got it. Fair enough. So just wanted to understand one thing. What kind of volume sales are we doing in Malik today?
Volume I will not be able to give you directly, but we are typically between 15 to 16 crore realization today.
Annualized
60 crore, 15 to 16 crore in quarter, annualized 60 crore to 65 crore, while we are expecting 100 to 120 crore if the prices were 20% higher than selling. But today it's 60 to 65 crore annualized.
So at based on $700 per ton,
so 700 is the international market price. We are getting slightly better than that.
So even if at 700 or slightly better than that, we are making an annualized revenue of 15 crores.
15 to 16 crores. Right now at the current price.
Got it. So Sir, based on my understanding, whenever we see such a scenario where phthalic anhydride spread goes to $100 per ton, and we being better off because of the size of capacity that we have and complete integration, there are a lot of plant shutdown internationally that take place, right?
Yes.
Last two quarters, are there any highlights or any incidents of plant shutdowns taking place?
I have not seen it particularly. There was shutdown for the maintenance, like change in catalyst or lower capacity utilization, but I have not seen the permanent shutdown of any plant. It was one and a half year ago for some Narnia plant, 70,000-80,000 tons, which was permanently shut. After that, I have not heard any plant shutdown, particularly in Asian side.
Got it. Would it be fair to assume that they would be working in EBITDA level losses at current levels?
EBITDA level loss, you are talking about Malik, yes? For Thalic,
Thalic,
it's very difficult to know because the other players have a fully integrated refinery and petrochemical. There is no data available that how much they are making on a particular product of Thalic or OX, because it's a few complete integrated refinery and petrochemical. They don't publish it separately.
Got it. Next
and
is...
If there is a one refinery in petrochemical, it is less than 0.1 or 2.2% of their sales.
No, fair enough, sir.
Yeah.
So next thing I wanted to understand, as earlier Malik run rate used to be at $1,400. And just because of the capacity addition taking place in China, would it be fair to assume that because of this capacity ramp up, now the average price would trade on a normalized level around $900 to $1,000 only?
Ideally, it would be. If you ask,
sorry to interrupt you, Pramod sir. Your voice is breaking. I'll reconnect you.
I am saying that it was actually $1,500 to $2,000 when the phthalic was $1,200, and in the COVID, it has moved to $3,500 also for a period of brief period of 6 months. So, to assume when it will be recovered or recovered to the same price which it was historically for 20 years, it will be difficult, but I think as and when there is excess supply from China will reduce or moderate, that is the time we will see the recovery in the price.
Got it. And it would be fair to assume that phthalic prices would only rise with increase in demand from the downstream products going forward.
100%. Because as and when there is a extra demand or the demand recovery in the downstream, which is paint, plasticizer, pigment, CPC, UPR, specialty chemical, phthalic demand will automatically go up. Today, if you see, it's okay. Demand is not good or not bad, but overall the chemical market is not that good.
Got it. Fair enough. That is it from my side, Pramod. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Moksh Ranka from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to ask what are we expecting capex for the full year and the peak long term debt for us?
So this year, 160 crore was the capex proposed in the plant for plasticizer. We already done around 100, so around 50, 60 crore on account of plasticizer. And for the pyrolysis and the CBG, we have allocated around 35 to 40 crore. We already spent 5 to 7 crore or 10 crore basically committed, around 30 crore. So you can say 70 to 80 crore is the capex plan from 12 months from now.
Okay, and what is the peak debt we are expecting this year to be?
Peak debt today with plasticizer and existing debt, we have 202 crore today. And it will be another addition of around 50 to 60 crore. So 250 to 260 is the peak debt once we complete plasticizer, pyrolysis and CBG, all three projects.
Okay. And what are the current, like 3 years down the line, how much would we expect the non-PAN revenue to be? And what are the sustainable margins in that?
So non-PAN revenue will be around 900-1,000 crore is classified. Around 100 crore, I believe Malik will be 100 crore plus business. Even at the similar rate, we will be 70-80 crore when we operate CFI plant. So 100 crore is Malik, 900 crore is plasticizer, and 100 crore is of DP, and another 40-50 crore is the benzoic acid, and other products. So you can see 300 is the all other products, and then around 1,000-1,100 crore will be the revenue from non-phthalic products.
Okay, and
Which
the
is plasticizer, DP, maleic, benzoic acid, yeah.
Okay, and the sustainable margins
So, sustainable margin, because maleic and all that is basically 90-95% it goes into EBITDA. And for plasticizer business, 10-12% is the EBITDA margin is expected, and PAT margin around 4-5%. Because the capital turnover ratio is 5x. You are spending 160-170 crore, revenue is 1,000 crore in plasticizer.
Okay. And the current price trend as compared to the Q2 price, so how is the price trending currently in October and November?
It has gone down from 90-92 rupees per kg to around 84-86 rupees. It has gone down by 7-10%. But correspondingly, OS price has also gone down. Ultimately, it's a margin that matter, which is hovering around between $120-$150.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So first, globally, in terms of cost curve, would we say we are one of the lowest cost producers for PAN?
Yes. Yes, we are one of the lowest.
Sir, but if there are peers who are vertically integrated, who are backward integrated towards from raw material, how is it possible for us to be cost competitive?
Let me explain you. When I'm saying we are lowest cost producer, we are talking about conversion cost. If somebody say I'm quoting, like today, say, OX price is, say, $750 per ton. Somebody say I got the OX at $200, so I'm not comparing with that. If you are getting OX free of cost, I'm not, I'm saying from OX to PA conversion, how much cost it is required by other company, we are one of the lowest.
Understood. Got it.
Yeah.
So the point I was trying to get at is that the current spread, it is possible that the current spreads could go down further as well, because if the companies are not making losses, are making profits because they are backward integrated.
No. Generally, it is not possible at $100 margin in international market, most of guys will be making loss, most of, at EBITDA level. So generally, whenever margin go down below $100, you will see a lot of closures or shutdown, temporary or permanent. So $100 is the lowest I have seen in last 10 years. Whenever it goes $100, it come back again to $150-$200. And $300-$350 is on higher side. Average, I have looked at between $180-$200 is average for last 20 years. So today, we are at a lower side. There are chances it will improve over the period of time. Whenever there is a sort out the geopolitical issues, the wars, the American tariffs, it all has to be sorted out, it will automatically come to $200. It ultimately depend upon the, all the downstream demand, paint, plasticizer, pigment, CPC. If they all are doing well, especially chemical, then phthalic demand will automatically go up.
Understood. And sir, globally, if I have to understand this PAN industry, would we say that it is a more consolidated industry where, top seven, eight players would control 80-90% of the market, or it's a fragmented industry?
No. It is consolidated. What you have mentioned is top seven, eight players completely have 90% control over that. And phthalic is required everywhere, wherever there is a requirement of infrastructure. If infrastructure, all the downstream industry where we supply is more or less linked with the infrastructure. Big material, paint, plasticizer, pigment, CPC, specialty chem, everywhere it's linked with the growth of the GDP. Typically, in line with the GDP growth, it will go.
Understood. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today's call. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. We appreciate your time and showing your interest. The one last point I need to highlight is a lot of plant chemical companies like IG and other have built the capacity. Of course, not able to utilize the full capacity. But whenever time will turn, our capacity utilization improve, we are operating 5 plants, including plasticizer, we will generate very good revenue, EBIT and profitability. So it's only the matter of time before we will see the good profitability for IG. In case you have any other question, please interact or contact with our SG, Investor Relations Advisor. You can send the mail to us. Thank you very much. Bye.
On behalf of IG Petrochemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.